As soon as we brought Snowdrift home, he had to be out exploring, whether it was terrorizing small children next door.
Snowdrift has been in the house, and Maya and her playdate are terrified, and he won't leave.
Or hopping into cars and going home with strangers who lived miles away.
Hey, George and Jennifer, we have never met, but we've met your cat, Snowdrift.
The phone rang because of him more than anyone else in our house. But before we get into all of his adventures, the frustration and anguish he caused, and his secret life, Snowdrift started out as a six-week-old kitten from the hilltop neighborhood of Tacoma. Our old cat died. Our daughter, Lucy, started looking at ads for kittens on Craigslist. She instantly fell in love. We let her give this gray, striped tabby with a pink nose a name, and she chose Snowdrift.
We didn't know he was a boy, so we got him, like, pink everything. The pink bed, little pom-poms, and pink toys.
George, my husband, made sure we were extra careful walking around the house.
He was this tiny little cotton ball. My main concern was that one of us would step on him and kill him with a single step because he was the size of a small plum.
One of the first things we did when we brought him home was give him a bath and pick dozens of fleas off his little body. He was absolutely adorable. At night, we would put him in bed with Lucy.
All of a sudden, I could see his tail twitching, and then he would start scratching and biting. He would just go bonkers.
Like clockwork, Lucy would call out,
"Mommy, can you take Snowdrift out of my room?"
Night after night after night.
"Mommy, can you take Snowdrift out of my room?"
"Mommy, can you take Snowdrift out of my room?"
"Mommy, can you take Snowdrift out of
Mommy,
my room?"
"Can you take Snowdrift out of my room?"
By about 3 months old, he would slip past our legs and go out the front door or hop out of windows two stories up. After Snowy got his first taste of hunting, he could not be contained.
I remember when he got his first mouse and I tried to take it away from him, and this deep guttural growl came from deep within, like, and he would not let me have his mouse, ran off and ate it. It was his first kill. I think he was only a few months old. He loved it.
He'd bring small birds into our bathroom, leaving a mess of feathers, two little toothpick legs and a head. Then he moved up a size and started attacking our neighbor's chickens.
"Hello, it's the people down the street that have had a problem with your cat for about 4 months.
Next message.
Your cat got into the yard again, and I have called several times about this, and this is my final call. If we can figure out some way to not have your cat eat my chickens. I've been here for 13 years, and my chickens are 6 years old."
Things got really bad the day Snowdrift ate a toe off of one of the beloved chickens.
"Yep, we paid the vet bill, and the chicken did appear to be missing a toe."
He chased one chicken down 45th Street to Dick's Burgers. Another time, he scared one into the Guild 45th movie theater. One of the hens was so frightened, it crossed a busy road and ended up at a taco shop. Some customers there took her home to their place in SeaTac, and her neighbor eventually got her back after posting a $100 reward on Craigslist. Snowdrift was becoming a menace. It was around this time he would disappear for hours and hours. He'd always come back, but often the day stretched into the evening. The evenings would blur into the early morning hours, and then the phone would ring.
"Next message sent on Tuesday, July 23rd at 3:23 a.m.
"Hi there, my name's Pat, and I found your cat. Yeah, I work at the Iron Bowl up on 45th and Bagley. So, yeah, I'm not really sure what to do. And I believe that I've seen this cat here before. You like to come over to our bar."
The Iron Bowl Sports Bar, Al's, a pub around the corner, and Changes on 45th. That was Snowdrift's favorite bar. There are 3 50-gallon fish tanks in Changes. It's like premium cable TV for cats.
"Hey, George, Jennifer. Hey, Snowball's at Changes again. He's just chilling here looking at the fish, so you wonder where he is. He doesn't want to seem to leave today, though. He just wants to hunt fish."
For a couple of years, our phone would ring quite often at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., and it would be somebody in some bar who got our cat and was concerned for him because he looks like a tiny little helpless kitten, and we'd have to go to the bar and pick up the cat. I remember one of those trips, I went to the bar called Changes, and they have kind of a back patio, and I made my way back there, and I found Snowdrift in the arms of two very large women who were cuddling him and blowing pot smoke into his face, and he was purring and seemed incredibly content, and I thought, maybe there's not a problem here. Maybe I don't need to take this cat home. So I think I just left.
At Changes, Snowdrift found his people. At Changes, he was Snowball.
The Wallingford bar cat.
He'd lounge around on the pool tables. He'd look at the fish. He even got along with the dogs that the regulars brought in on leashes. The cat that drew blood from us at home was a different animal here.
Pretty sweet. Like, if you could capture him, you could pet him.
He really wanted to cuddle a lot. He was like, please pet me.
Yeah.
I'm going to lay in your lap.
He would climb. If you didn't have your jacket unzipped, he'd climb in and just, like, cuddle under your jacket and stuff. He's so sweet.
It was definitely persistent because I was walking up this way, and I'm allergic to cats, and he's just all over me. I'm like, I don't like you. Go away. Go away, you know. But it just so followed me all the way up here. I'm like, it was just like right in front of my feet. I'm like, fine, I'll pet you. And then I had to go wash my hands.
That's Allison, Deborah, Kelly, and James, some of the regulars at Changes, and Snowdrift's adopted family. Sorry, I mean Snowball. Allison remembers one day when everyone feared for Snowball. He crossed 45th and made it through the double doors at Murphy's, the Irish bar across the street from Changes.
The fact that he had made it over to across 45th was like a big deal in the neighborhood. My God. The bar cat made it across 45th? Is it okay? And so everybody started talking like, is Snowball okay?
What is it with these people? Why them and not us? One person who might have an answer is Kat Albrecht.
I'm the founder of Missing Pet Partnership, and I also am a Pet Detective Academy instructor where I teach other people to be pet detectives and to help families find their lost pets.
She knows why pets run away and the tricks to get them back. Pheromone sprays that smell like a mother cat can lure a lost cat into a box. Dogs are trained to sniff out cats hiding in roofs and tucked under porches.
I'm suspecting that the behavior that you saw with Snowdrift was not that he didn't love your family, not that he didn't want to live in your house, but that he was too afraid because something traumatic had happened, and that he associated you and your family and coming into your house with that experience to the point that he wanted to get away each time.
We did not abuse this cat. We treated him well. George suspects it was the other beast in her house that drove Snowdrift away.
Well, we got a dog.
But that doesn't really make sense because Snowy got along with the dogs people brought into Changes. Maybe it was our young children who were sweet with him, but...
Maybe he was more jealous than he ever appeared to be.
Or perhaps we just weren't enough.
I just think that for him, the world was this beautiful adventure, and we were the most boring part of it. I think that bar Changes was more exciting than staying at home and eating kibble. So, good for him. He saw the world on his own terms.
Kat Albrecht, the pet detective, says all it takes for some cats to run away is one bad fight.
And when they are pushed from their territory, they're oftentimes going to be too afraid to come back to that territory.
If this is what happened to Snowdrift, that he got turfed out by a bigger, meaner cat, then 45th Street, where Changes is, was clearly his new territory. He owned that strip. If you go there today, you won't find him. The very last call we got about Snowdrift came from a young couple who live about 6 blocks away from us. He was hanging out in their yard. He ate a nest of baby hummingbirds in their tree. They overlooked this and saw him for the beautiful, small, gray-striped tabby he is and asked if they could keep him. It was time for us to let him go. When I went there with the kids to say goodbye, Snowy took one look at us and dived under the sofa. Snowdrift's new life does not include a dog. It does not include any children. Somehow they are keeping him indoors where he gets to look at a fish tank. His new life also includes a new name, Babau. Babau is what the artist Salvador Dali called his cat. a wild ocelot from the jungles of Colombia, a creature who was said to only be happy when he was able to escape his civilized surroundings.